This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Welcome once again to Man Talk Radio. I'm Will Hardy, the black guy.
And I'm Roy Jones Jr., the white guy.
And Roy, you know, last week show we had Pat Teague on, and you know, he's a good friend of yours. I think you played football with him, and he gave some really good insights around a lot of what him personally, you know, has this COVID-19 and has changed the way, you know, we do business and we interact with people and all that. And he talked about how that changed, things changed his life and how his prayer life has been strengthened.
Yes, he did.
As a result of that. So we want to continue with that conversation and asking Pat, and we again welcome you on Man Talk Radio.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to come and fellowship with you guys, and it's a real pleasure, and enjoyed getting in the Word with you last week. And in fact, Will, you were highlighting at the end of the show, Isaiah 26:3-4, you know, about having that steadfast mind would keep you in perfect peace. That it brought to mind to me the Isaiah 33:6, mm-hmm. that when you do make him your peace, then he becomes the stability of your times.
Wow.
In Isaiah 33:6. Mm. And then he says, a wealth of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge, and the fear of the Lord is his treasure. So it just kind of, building block off of that, when you set your mind and you've made your mind up that you're not going to look to the right or to the left, but you're going to trust him and his word, you're going to look to him for the irrefutable, absolute, timeless truth, and him as the source of truth, then he becomes stability for you, that rock to stand on. And so through that going on, you can stand the test of time,
mm-hmm.
of whatever times you're going through.
That's great. That's great, Pat. So, Pat, one of the things that Will and I had talked about would be a good segue from last week's show is to talk about your family. How have you been able to lead your family through this? And has there been any significant changes, concerns, or worries among your children or your wife that you've been able to guide her through this journey or them through this journey? And maybe nothing has changed, but we would be curious to know how has it impacted your family and how have you handled that?
And man, make sure your ears close to the radio and listen to what Pat is about to tell us.
Well, I tell you, we have church online with our church, but then afterwards we discuss things. We're having church in our living room, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're homeschooling basically. We got a high schooler, she's a junior, and I got a senior that's at Liberty University at home, and so they're having to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But we just ask the question: what is causing any anxiety or fear in you? What are you concerned about? So they laid out their concerns, and then we discussed what scripture can you use to bring peace to that situation.
Mm-hmm.
As 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, your war is not against flesh and blood. But that your stronghold or your powerful weapons are the knowledge of God,
mm-hmm.
and what would Jesus do if he was in your shoes? And so we wrote those scriptures down, and then we have them posted around the house. They have in their room or on the kitchen fridge. So you're seeing the word, so we can read it, speak it, think it, proclaim it, as it says, as a part of the game plan out of Joshua 1. And it's been a good time of that, and it's also brought together a more intense family prayer time. We've had always prayer time, and we made the dinner table a focus point around that. But then when we have Sunday church, man, we've been getting down on prayer together at another level. on a Sunday. So that's been great. And also it brought to my just reality of another pandemic that's been going on a long time, and it's been raging. And it's kills somebody every day. And because we all know that the statistics are staggering when it comes to death, that one out of every one dies. It hasn't changed. And but those that die with this disease will never experience eternal life, and that is sin. And so that's been a real bringing home.
Absolutely.
This disease of sin, and there's no antidotes or vaccines that anybody can make physically, but there's only one that can handle this, and it's the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
You know, that's so wonderful. I got chills just thinking about that. And see, man, again, this is the time for you to really hone in on the things that God wants you to do as men, because God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If he said something, he's going to bring it to pass. And so, you know, all of what we are seeing and everything that we're hearing about, you know, we have to have the filter of the word of God, because there's just things, Roy, and you know, there's things out there people just start talking about, and all of a sudden they're making this a truth statement, and it's not.
Yeah, and people are in this day and time, if they hear it, they believe it. They don't research it. They don't fact check it. They don't use logic most times. They don't common sense. Wait a minute, this is illogical what I've just heard. They believe it and they run with it, and then they start to gossip about it and repeat it. And you're exactly right. Well, you know, and that's one of the things I think, men, that you have an opportunity. You probably never had your family as a captive audience like you do during this time period.
That's right.
I know that I've not had my children to be able to be home with them every day as a result of this anywhere in our lifetime, other than a week maybe at vacation or something. But this is different. You know, this is constraints on them and us that they can't go out and do the things that they would normally do. So, man, you've got a captive audience. And it's a chance to, no matter what the past has brought you or what you've done in the past or not done in the past, it's a brand new day today. And you need to take advantage of that day and time with your children and with your wife.
Because God will hold you accountable, man. He will. And, you know, as Pat talked about, you know, that the blood of Jesus is what can bring about relief. It could bring about peace. It could change your whole perspective when you start looking at things the way God looks at them. You know, and when you're taking God as his word instead of flippantly, you know, quoting this and quoting that and saying, you know, God's going to do this or God's going to do that. And, you know, Roy, we were talking here just a minute ago about the churches. There was three, and we mentioned this briefly on last 2 weeks ago show, where there was pastor one in particular in Louisiana.
Yeah.
You know, who had services, 1,200 people showed up, and there was a choir rehearsal that happened in, I believe it was either Wisconsin or Illinois. And these members got together, and now over half of them have contracted the virus.
Yeah.
So I'm saying God brings about a warning before he passes judgment. See, the warning for Pharaoh came through Moses. Let my people go, period. Let them go. Oh, no, we're not going to let you go. We're not going to let you worship your Lord in the wilderness. Okay, the warning came, now judgment. And then he came again. The warning came and then judgment. So we have been warned and now judgment is being passed.
So true, Will, and one of the things right now that folks, you know, Scripture tells us that the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. And, you know, right now, the interesting part is the harvest has never been more ripe in our lifetime than it is today.
Mm-hmm.
That meaning that people are seeking answers, right, Pat? People are looking for
they are
looking for hope. And you know, I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but Greg Laurie, in fact, even President Trump, I mean, this is not a political statement, but President Trump Saturday night made the comment that he was going to be listening to Greg Laurie on Sunday morning to start Holy Week. And Greg Laurie had 1.3 million listeners, watchers, via many different social media vehicles on Sunday. Over 11,000 people rededicated or made decisions to follow Jesus.
I also heard, too,
wow,
that not only were the toilet paper racks were cleared out, but also the shelves that were holding Bibles had been cleared out.
I've heard that, too, Pat. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So people are searching. Fantastic.
Yep. And what a great way to lead into a testimony. You know, I can't tell you how many times that in the last 3 weeks somebody's asked, I've been one of those guys on Saturdays without Home Depot because I needed to keep from losing my sanity and was doing some home projects. So even the forklift driver at Home Depot asked me a couple weeks ago, and he wasn't, obviously he wasn't a believer. He said, well, what do you think's going on in the world right now? So I used that opportunity to share with him exactly what we started last week's show about. I gave him that testimony, and I said, it's pretty simple. God's just showing he's in control, and he's calling his people back.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an opportunity for people who've turned away from him to turn back to him, or who never knew him to chase and pursue him.
Mm-hmm.
Even Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, you know, he somebody brought that up on our work Bible study Zoom yesterday, and was read the Hulk Hogan piece, and he was, and I don't know if that was something he had authored, but he certainly communicated it about the God's word.
Definitely moved by it. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
well, you know, last week, Pat, you had mentioned Psalm 91. I don't know if you have that in front of you, but I know Roy has it here in front of you.
Yeah.
We had talked a little bit about Psalms 91, and this is a psalm we can go to and we can find. We can find all kinds of things in Psalms 91. To be honest,
man, yeah. There's another guy that went to state with him, and he was down about some things, and I told him, I said, if you need to pray Psalm 91 over your family and friends, you know.
Amen. Pat, Pat, hang in there. We're going to take a quick break here coming up in about 15 seconds. But, folks, we thank you for joining us again on Man Talk Radio. And we are just excited to have Pat with us. And hope you're finding peace in this conversation and hope. And we'll be right back with you here in just a moment.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy. Affordable Chiropractic in High Point. As you might tell from their name, Affordable Chiropractic, even for the cash patient. Dr. Jeff Fricke has been caring for patients in High Point for 34 years. Physical therapy such as ultrasound and spinal decompression for disc conditions such as herniation. Comprehensive care for auto accident injury patients with no out-of-pocket expense. Remember, Affordable Chiropractic on West Lexington Avenue in High Point. Call 336-885-1987.
Welcome back once again to Man Talk Radio, and right before the break, Roy, we were just about to get into Psalms 91.
Yeah, and Pat had a great lead-in. He was telling men that they need to be praying this over their family, and so what we thought we would do is read this to you, and appreciate you taking time with us. Psalm 91, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High.
And Roy is reading from the New Living Translation. Just want to make sure that, we have that established. That's the New Living Translation, is it?
It's the ESV. It's the
ESV.
English Standard.
Okay,
version.
So he's reading from the English Standard. I know he normally reads from from the New Living.
Yep.
Okay.
So I grabbed a different Bible on my way in tonight. It was my John MacArthur Study Bible.
Curveball on you.
He did. He did.
Folks, I'm just trying to make sure Will's paying attention.
You threw it over my head, Roy. Okay.
Thanks, Will. Appreciate that. Okay, somebody's following their Bible and said, wait a minute, I didn't want my Bible.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence.
Mm.
He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by you, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked, because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge. No evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder. The young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
And that was a mouthful, Roy, right there. And I tell you, as the word of God was being read, you know, it just does something to me in a very, very positive way. But see, when you read that, there's probably somebody out there listening right now and saying, see, the Lord is protecting me. So therefore, I can just go out and gather myself and continue to do the things I was doing because the Lord is my protector. Now, I'm gonna go to Pat. When there's people out there who have said this, I've heard them on Facebook. I've seen individuals, you know, reply these things like this. And what would you say to a person who says, well, I don't have to follow no mass rule because the Lord is my protector and he's going to deliver me from the pestilence?
Well, I think the biggest thing is in this psalm, it says, if you will, then God will. And so part of it is I dwell in the shelter of the Most High God, is I'm going to submit to his authority. And,
amen.
And in that, I'm not going to have the spirit of rebellion.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's the key.
So if I make him my refuge, I'm going to be a game player. I'm going to be a team player. I'm not going to be bucking all the rules, but I won't walk in fear.
Wow.
I won't do something out of fear. But what I'll do is know, I mean, when he says, if I dwell and I abide, you know, I dwell in his shelter and I abide in the shadow of the Almighty, that means he's moving, you know, and so I got to stay within the shadow of the Almighty, and because he's my refuge and fortress. And then he delivers us from from the snare of the trapper and the deadly. So the snare was some people weren't taking it as seriously as they had told us initially to do. So they were making decisions out of the spirit of rebellion, but not out of a spirit of being you know, wise and submissive and being a team player.
Preach that.
So that's how that comes. Because then when you're out under it from his authority, verse 4, you won't be covered. You know? And so, and then his faithfulness is your shield and bulwark. So if you're still seeking him as your refuge, you're going to keep a teachable spirit and kind of be in awareness. I know when this first kind of came out, I mean, what the Lord really placed on my heart was that this was a storm, like a hurricane, but it's one you can't see, and the storm surge has never been seen before. So the model was was going to be different, because you know, you can see it on the screen when the hurricane's coming in, it blows through pretty fast and pretty hard. But this storm surge has been over a couple of weeks, and so now I feel like we're starting to get wrap our heads around it. Then I think there's going to be some new resolutions to get us all back working again and everything else. I think that's around the corner. Mm-hmm. But after that work, it's in our heart to see God as our refuge and strength. And then he goes on to say, because he loves me, I will rescue him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to keep to abide in him. He's going to have his angels command over us. So that's kind of the way I'm seeing it, is if I can keep being a team player, it's not about me, it's about we.
Yeah,
That's something we preach all the time at SMO, Sports Missions Outreach, the ministry that I'm the director of. We have 7 winning plays for life in it, and the first one is direction. If you don't follow the direction of the head coach, you probably won't play for him. You'll sit the bench.
That's right.
And so in the same way, is what play is the Heavenly Father trying to call through this pestilence, through this thing going mm-hmm. on? And will I be willing to run that play that he's calling?
You know, that's wonderful. You know, in Psalms 27, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." Then a question, whom shall I fear? See, so person, thing, it doesn't matter. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Mm-hmm. Of whom shall I be afraid? So see, there is no fear and there is no being afraid in God, because he is the strength of your life and he is the light and your salvation. Mm-hmm. And then he goes on to say, he says, when the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. This is a wickedness. And what it's doing, it's coming against us. And God is simply using it. And everything whatever God uses, in the end, it will be for his glory.
Right.
You know, he doesn't do things haphazardly, doing them just to do them. There is a reason behind why God does what he does. And we may not ever understand the full reason.
Till we get home.
Exactly. You know, as to why he allowed this to occur. But one thing's for sure, he's in control.
And that's without a doubt. He is in control. And I'm convicted that he's calling his people home through this journey, as we've talked about. And I think that people, you've just got to wake up. If you're listening today and you've just, you know, you've been on the fence, God's saying, hey, it's time to get off the fence. Mm-hmm. We know what he says about lukewarmness. He doesn't like that. Spews you out. You've got to either choose to follow him or not.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason this is happening is because he's saying, hey, you're on the wrong path.
Mm-hmm.
All the stuff that you're worshiping, your music, your sports, your money, your cars, your houses, all those things are not where you need to be focused at. If you look at the amount of unemployment that's hit in this shorter period of time, you look at the global impact to the economy, he's saying, I'm putting the brakes on, folks. I have put the brakes on. Now, you're either going to pay attention and come on board and love with me and love me, or consequences are going to be death.
You know, there was last number I saw, Roy, was 16 million.
Wow.
16 million people out of work as a result of what's happened here. And see, when on last week's show, when you were talking about the verses there in Timothy, you know, I was reminded that in James chapter 1, and of course we love James, the man book. That's what we call it.
The man book.
I like that. Yeah, sure is.
James chapter 1, verses 14 and 15, every man's sin when he is drawn away by his own lusts and enticed. And when lust conceive, it bring forth sin. And when sin it is finished, it brings forth death. And see, those things that you mentioned from Timothy on last week's show, you know, those are the things I think that men are drawn away from God. These things are pulling them in, and they're not allowing the Spirit of God to take these things captive. They are being captive by these things.
And who is holding the drawstrings? The author of deceit.
That's
lies,
right.
And he's out to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right.
So if he can get you focused on all of those things, which seem to be important in the moment,
mm-hmm.
then what are you not focused on?
Mm-hmm.
You're not focused on your walk with Christ or even looking into becoming a follower of Christ. You're not even looking in that direction because you're so distracted.
Mm-hmm. Now, all of the excuses, man, that you have used in the past, God has shut them all down. He's shut them down. And so now there is no excuse because you can't go anywhere. You're at home. And so now that you are at home, use this time wisely. Redeem the time, the Word of God says, for the days are evil.
Amen. And don't test the Father.
That's
like
right.
Like we was going through earlier, him and Pat. Be prudent. Follow the direction of the authority.
That's
do
right.
not test the Father.
That's right.
There's only one place he tells you to do that, and that's the tithing. Because he'll outgive us in the tithing side.
Absolutely.
So do not test the Father.
Don't do it. Don't do it, man, because judgment will come.
So, Will, why don't you give the plan of salvation to our men? It's always me dropping it at the end. Let's let my brother from another mother drop the plan tonight.
Well, man, if you are listening and you want to become born again, all you have to do is just confess that you are a sinner. Put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, knowing that he came through the virgin birth.
Amen.
And by that virgin birth, he came, gave himself, was a substitute in your place. He died on that cross. And when you give yourself totally unto him, you say, Lord, I receive you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Direct me, lead me, and guide me in all truth, and you will be born again.
Amen. Folks, we thank you for joining us. Pat, it's been a pleasure having you
absolutely,
with us.
Absolutely.
God
absolutely.
Bless you and your family.
Hey, reminds me of our old Bible study. Just stay.
Amen.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.